Okay, so first question. You asked, you dive deep into remote whilst also undergoing a massive career pivot. What was it like to be in the midst of a major career and working lifestyle transition? Any speed bumps? Okay, so for me, the remote thing kind of came first. I knew that so I was finishing an Ed Leadership Master's, thinking that I was going to be like a technology coordinator or an assistant principal in the school district I was working in, because I had always been a technology-oriented teacher. I was really looking forward to the potential for, you know, helping teachers get the most out of the technology that the district has purchased for them. But those doors of opportunity were not available to me. And our family is rooted to where we are. We are raising our family near my spouse's parents, and I really wanted to have the opportunity to do the next thing. But the people that were in charge of me where I was working, those doors of opportunity were not available to me. So I just stopped asking them for permission to do the next thing, and I started looking for remote things because of a suggestion that actually came from one of my spouse's clients. They suggested, hey, well, why don't you just start looking for jobs remotely? And I started studying for Salesforce administration certification, because that seemed like a pretty cool idea. Like, okay, so if I used to be a technology-oriented teacher, maybe I could be a teaching-oriented technologist, so I could teach people how to use their software. And that kind of grew into, oh, customer success is a thing. Oh, like there's all these customer facing, you know, kind of education type roles that are available right now. And I just started applying to those types of jobs and was lucky enough to get a job in customer success in B2B SaaS. And that has been an outstanding career change for me. And so, you know, diving deep into remote was the opportunity to work in those types of companies did not exist unless it was remote for me, because we weren't going to move to a major metro. We, you know, have our children in school. We are raising our family near family. That was the top priority as it relates to working with that. Now, I'd always kind of been an internet person and made friends on the internet. But you know, now that that's like my whole job, right? Like I've kind of gone extra deep on that. So I think it's really cool to have the opportunity to make connections and build relationships and networks and connect people and help people, you know, in ways that like, you know, now I'm a podcaster now. You know, inside of the remote advocacy space, like, you know, making friends in that space, like those were my people. I was about the things that they were about, and just really, you know, really accelerated, that side of things. And I just haven't stopped.